Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number three here on the Fan After Dark. Fred Davis across from me, Alec 2.0 right next to me behind a sheet of glass. The Lakers down one with under a minute to go in Indianapolis. Tyrese Halliburton scores eight straight, mainly all on Luka. And now Luka has a chance to get redemption and give the Lakers a lead. And this is coming off the heels of LeBron just now getting over 10 points and keeping that streak going because it wasn't looking good. Goes on the podcast with Pat McAfee, which we're going to play here in just a quick second. And then is having one of his worst first halves, only had 3 points with a minute left. And then Luka wide open, ends up passing out of it. And then Finney Smith gets blocked at the rim. So the Indiana Pacers are looking good as far as closing this game out. But let's go to LeBron James. I'm going to pass it off to Alec 2.0. He's got all the clips. Hopefully he has edited them so there is no curse words. And who are we with the other day?
I got my hand on the dump button if need be.
Were we with Trevor the other day when a curse word just played out of nowhere?
There was that, yes. And then Abbas threw out a curse word when we were doing the interview with him.
Luka's going to have a chance to win the game at the buzzer, and he misses.
But I think that, the question's going to be, did that go in? Was that LeBron that put that in?
I think that was LeBron.
LeBron James, too.
I think, just had the game-winning tip
in. I think he did.
To beat the Pacers. Nobody closed out. LeBron with a floater.
Yeah.
Luka with a floater.
Luka with a floater. It looked good.
Rims out. And LeBron with the tip in. Yeah. Tyrese Halliburton in despair. Hands overhead.
He is just inconsolable right now.
That's where you have to box out.
It looks like LeBron got... Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's good. Because it looks like he tipped the ball in.
Or are they going to get him with goaltending if he didn't leave the ramp?
I don't think you can do that.
You can get hit with goaltending, yeah.
I don't think you can.
Yeah, you can. No. If you hit it while it's still in the cylinder?
I don't know, because I think the problem is... No, that's.
I think it's out of the cylinder, but you can't get. And look how quickly you got to pan
remember,
off.
No, the reason why I say that is because remember, I don't think you can call a goaltending after the fact because that.
Oh,
happened.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
That's
I don't know
saying.
If you can call goaltending after the fact.
That's my only point. Is that, and not to say that it wouldn't be, but I'm just saying because
once
remember,
it wasn't called.
Because remember, we had that hell. What Mavs lost a game that against the Pelicans. Remember Pelicans, when Spence went up for the layup?
It was so obvious.
I mean, it was a night and day. I mean, clear as day. It was a
LeBron James. After I was, even though I'm a LeBron James guy,
quite critical of him.
People were ready, myself in general, is myself especially, I should say, to be critical of him. And then he hits the game winner and ends the game with
15, right? 13?
13-7.
I mean, that's what you need.
Oh, double-double.
That's it.
Let's go to Alec 2.0. Set the stage for where LeBron was today, and then let us know what clips we got.
Yeah, so LeBron joined the McAfee show today and really kind of just had his opportunity to poke fun and really just get at all the people who have been constantly criticizing, clowning on him, speaking on his name, including a couple people McAfee works with. So, Blake, I'll kind of let you pick the direction. Do you want to go with the big kahuna that is Stephen A. Smith, or do you want to talk about LeBron's best friend, apparently, at ESPN, Mr. Windhorst?
Let's start it off light. Let's start with Windhorst right here, because I don't think Fred's heard this. We know that Brian Windhorst claims to be LeBron's bestie, grew up, covered him the whole nine. This is, I think, LeBron besmirching that rumor.
I see a lot of shit too. Like, I seen Brian Windhorst on one of these shows not too long ago. Like,
Wendy!
Yeah, you played over high
school. Wendy, you guys played together in high school.
Yeah,
right? He was on your high school.
Yeah, this guy was like, you know, says he's like my fucking best friend. These guys are just weird, but.
Wait!
Wendy! Isn't that your real?
Yeah, it was our forcer, huh?
Knew it!
He went on his show and said, you know, like, oh, don't let LeBron fool you. Like, he wears number 23 because of Michael Jordan. Okay, that's a fact. He signed with Nike because of Michael Jordan. It's like, no, the fuck I didn't. I signed with Nike because I got a hell of a signing bonus, and they gave me a 7-year, $90 million contract. And I moved my mom out of the hood the next day I signed that contract.
There you go. Him talking about the Jordan Nike rumors of why he signed, why his jersey number, and also throwing a shot at Brian Windhorst. And I think this happens a lot of time in reporting. And I already don't like Wendy, so I have no problem saying this, but a lot of reporters will jump on it and just think that the athlete's not going to know you're wrong because they got too much going on. They're not going to see it. And if you're Brian Windhorst, this has been going on for 30 years of him saying this. And LeBron just hasn't really shut it down. And I guess he just felt comfortable with Pat, and they asked him about it, and he was like, you know what? This guy's been lying this whole time.
Well, but I mean, okay, so...
Wendy was there in Akron, so he was there, but I think the connection they had... It'd be like if I said, yeah, me and Kyrie, I mean, he tells me all these secrets. I hang out with him 24-7. I mean, I know what Kyrie knows. He's wearing this. He's doing this because, like, I would never claim that.
But he's been following him for 30 years. So
No. But the way he's retelling the story of just when he was in Akron.
Yeah.
Like, Brian Windhorst didn't say, I just became. He said, I've been with Ben LeBron's guy since high school.
Yeah.
Like, right hand man. Like, I'm his Rich Paul.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, though. Have we heard Wendy say that?
Yes. What do you mean? Wendy has said that plenty of times.
That's kind of his bit.
Is their best friend?
I've heard him say that he's been covering LeBron.
He's saying that he knows the ins and outs. Like, even in that clip that LeBron's referencing, where he goes like, "Don't let LeBron fool you. This is what he really thinks." He's said that on multiple accounts of kind of speaking for LeBron.
Okay. All I'm going to say is this:
don't take Wendy's side.
No, I'll say this, though, about Wendy, because Wendy will say the unpopular thing out loud. Two,
and the wrong.
Jason McIntyre, who I'm not a huge Jason McIntyre fan, so let me get that straight, but that's why this has any credibility. See, Jason McIntyre said the same thing that I'm about to say. Tell us where we've heard Wendy say this stuff about how he's LeBron's best friend and all this other stuff about, you know, he's got this on... You know, good. It's a difference between him saying he's heard this versus, oh, he knows for a fact.
Well,
and you can blur the lines when it comes to reporting. So that's all I'm saying.
And I think Wendy's done a good job at blurring those lines.
Well, and so has LeBron.
No, see, this, you're not a LeBron guy. Next clip.
We're not getting into LeBron. Okay, so because LeBron says it, we just got to take him at face value.
I am taking LeBron's at face value 10 times more than
So anything LeBron says, it's just automatically fact.
The person he's comparing himself, Wendy, yes. If we're just doing fact for fact, who am I believing at face value? LeBron 10 times over Brian Windhorst.
Okay.
Brian Windhorst is Mr. Clickbaiter. Okay, next clip, what you got for us?
Just real quick, I just want to say, also, if Nike offers you the biggest contract ever to sign a shoe deal, I'm going to join no matter who is with Nike beforehand.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, people trying to...
I don't necessarily disagree
But people say they join him because of Jordan, the brand. I'm like, no.
Wait for the Stephen A. Smith to the end, because that'll probably where we're going to get sidetracked, not get to any other clips.
Yeah. All right. So let's go. LeBron talking about the Heat. They've been kind of under some controversy with the way Pat Riley handled the Jimmy Butler. Oh.
It's right there for you.
Ring the bell.
Under the sun.
Yeah, they've been under some, they've had some issues, and LeBron kind of talked about how all that kind of happened with him and D Wade in Miami.
When that happened, Wade County had to leave and go. One thing about Rouse, he don't about nothing. Listen, if it ain't about that heat shield and covering that heat culture, we see what's going on now. I mean, well, not anymore, but with Jimmy it was at one point where even I left and it was time for D Wade to get paid and he didn't want to pay D Wade and D Wade left. I was like, when that happened, I was like, when Wade County had to leave and go to Chicago, I looked at the cookie situation. I was like, it wasn't that bad. D Wade's millions and my cookies. I was like, okay, maybe I made it out safe. I was like, okay, it wasn't that bad.
You know the cookie situation he's referring to?
Yeah, I read about it where he had, what was it? Riley took the cookies off the flight or something like that.
He took the people, told them not to make cookies anymore.
That's absurd.
Because LeBron and his,
I mean, he is,
loved chocolate chip cookies. And he told them one day.
I mean,
day,
Riley is a little bit
no more nuts. Cookies. Tired of it. Not that good anyways.
That's
crazy.
Now, I'm not going to beat him up over letting Wade walk. Because, I mean, does anybody remember what he did in Chicago?
Nope. No.
So, I mean, we can be, I don't blame him at all. I mean, he's got every right to be upset about the whole thing.
But
about
also the Heat have been one to sometimes hold on to a player, even though they're not contributing, a.k.a. Udonis Haslam.
Well, but that's, I think part of, look, I'm not saying it's right, wrong, or indifferent, but I think it goes back to, look, Pat Riley's an old school dude, right, wrong, or indifferent. And so his whole thing is,
very
look.
Very godfather.
Very godfather, right? Armani suits. He's been that guy for whatever. Plus, you got to remember, too, like, he grew up in that generation of, especially in the Lakers in the 80s. Like, you know, once you were done, you were done. Like, you didn't get paid anymore after that. You got veteran minimum deals. And that's, I think, where maybe Wade had an issue with, okay, I still want to get paid. And Riley's like, well, you're not that guy anymore.
What's the next clip you got for us, buddy?
All right, so this is LeBron talking about if he could have played back in the day.
6'9"?
Yeah.
Let's say you're you look very thin right now.
Yeah, I feel good.
So 215, 6'9", 220. Could easily get to 260, though. I think that would play in a lot of different eras.
I could play.
Just like we
I would be able to play in any era. It's funny you hear some of them older guys like, LeBron James couldn't play in this era.
Never been fouled by Bill Laimbeer before.
Nope. Yeah, I think I seen like Dennis Rodman say that one time. He was like, LeBron James, not skilled enough. Yeah, not big enough. He's not, doesn't weigh enough. He's not strong enough.
Can't handle it.
Nah, yeah, I'm like, okay.
Guess that was his take on it.
Yeah, just, you know, he can do it.
I think we can all agree. MJ would dominate in this era. LeBron would dominate in that era. They would both dominate. They're the best. They're not just best because of their situations.
LeBron, I think his game would look a little bit different.
Yeah. So would MJ's. Just shooting mid-ranges all day. We see what that is. It'd be DeMar DeRozan. You have to add the three-point shot.
Come on.
I'm just saying both. Both would have.
I mean, come on.
What do you mean?
Did you really just say DeMar DeRozan?
That is literally the MJ comparison we do 24-7.
Blake's not wrong.
We're not.
What are we doing? You think I'm off the hilter for that? That's who MJ is in today's era, is DeMar DeRozan.
Really? He's DeMar DeRozan? 100%. Okay.
Play style?
Next clip. Next
play
clip.
Style?
We're not
you're
going,
thinking
we're
about
not
those
going,
six championships.
We're not going down.
You don't think their play style is similar?
No.
Then you've never seen DeMar DeRozan play basketball. What are we talking about?
Okay, so because he shoots a lot of mid-range jumpers, he's MJ's game.
They do a lot more stuff
not, we're not, I, look, we're, okay. I'll take your word for it. I'll take your word for it.
Am I tripping? Is this not the comparison everyone makes? Am I making this out of left field?
I'm not going to say Blake's wrong. I'm not going to say it wrong.
I don't care. You got, again, agreed.
You're just thinking of MJ, though. Less of
DeMar. I am. Exactly.
You're like, this guy is the GOAT, so how could you compare up to DeMar DeRozan?
I mean, seriously.
I'm not saying their accolades or anything. I'm just saying how they play.
Their accolades.
Just their play style. Not even how good they are at their play style. Just the way they play the game.
Yeah, okay.
MJ, I think, would change if he was in today's NBA. He would start shooting more threes.
Yeah.
He would play less defense to conserve himself.
I mean, everybody shot mid-range jumpers in the 90s. That's what you did. Okay. Yeah. It was a different game.
Yeah, and that's what Blake's saying.
Well, again, continue.
All right, so
LeBron would be.
I'm not sure all I'm saying is I agree. LeBron would be better than people give him credit for in that era.
He'd be the second best player still. What are we
better than
people give him credit? He'd still be the second best player of all time.
We'll see.
No, we won't see. But
we never will. We'll never will. But he'd be a top five for sure.
I think there's a better chance LeBron is still top five in MJ's era than vice versa.
Okay, next clip.
MJ could easily fall to the top.
Next clip.
No tray ball? No tray ball and trying to be top five?
Okay, just stop.
He'd be DeMar DeRozan.
Next clip.
Okay, so here's LeBron talking about just how much money and effort he puts into his his condition, his physical condition, his body in the offseason.
There was that saying, you spent like $1 million on your body or something.
Man, I don't know where the hell that shit came from.
Okay. that's a very fair assessment.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. But I mean, listen, man, I do take care of my body, but I have no idea where the amount of money came from. But I do invest in my body for sure, you know, trying to do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Obviously, a lot of soft tissue work, a lot of massages, a lot of hyperbaric chambers, ice tubs, ice baths, whatever I can do to continue to play at this level, man, I'm gonna continue to do what I'm playing it.
So no drugs, Fred, as you like to throw it out there.
Oh, I mean, no drugs. Yeah, because I'm sure he's gonna come out and say it. Yeah.
By the way, I don't spend $1 million, but I do use PEDs semi-regularly, so there is that.
See, when you have this stigma in your head, there's nothing anyone's going to say to make you think LeBron
is
better.
Look, I've already told you, I don't hate LeBron.
I didn't say you did.
Okay.
But you have a preconceived notion that he takes PEDs. Does he take PEDs?
Yeah, I absolutely do.
See?
I absolutely do.
And when you have that thought process, you can't see clearly. You got rose-colored glasses. You got yellow-colored glasses.
Because I forgot, everything LeBron's ever said has been 100% true.
I didn't say that. When did I say that?
I mean, based off this, I mean, what is he under? You know, he got his hand on the Bible during this interview with Pat McAfee?
I didn't say that.
Well, so what are you getting at? I don't understand what you're, like, what do you want me to say?
I'm saying it feels like nothing he's saying you're buying. So you're saying that you're taking 0%. I'm not taking 100%. I'm taking 90-ish, 85-ish.
I believe that he would be good in another era.
Do you see what he's doing?
Okay.
I believe he'd be good in there. He'd be cool.
We don't know. We don't know.
But MJ.
We don't know.
But MJ, we know, would be top three.
Yeah, we do know that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He said he'd be top five. I already said he'd be top five. I said he'd be top five. Top three. Top three. You want to say top three? Then we'll say top three. Okay. What was the other thing we disagreed? That was the only thing we've disagreed on.
DeRozan, but we can put it.
Well, that was. That's ignorant to the nth degree. But the last thing I'll say is this: you really don't think he spends $1 million? Because doesn't Derrick Henry spend $2 million on his body? And so we're going to think.
I don't know how much these chambers cost. That's out of my price bracket, so I don't know. I don't know if he's telling the truth or not on that. I'll defer to you.
I mean, here's the thing. 500 to a million, who cares? Like, what difference does it make? Because he skirted the question. I don't know where it came from. That's all he said. He didn't deny it. All he said was, I don't know where it came from. Which, here's the thing. Who cares if he spends $1 million on his body? Like, why wouldn't he? I mean, wouldn't we all, if we were professional athletes, don't you have to invest in your body if you're going to make it to the next, if you're going to stay doing what he's doing at the level he's doing it at? So,
Let's get the heavy hitter. This is, or should we tease it for the next segment?
Let's do it. Let's tease it for the next segment.
We still got some Stephen A. versus LeBron B.
Because that's the stuff I want to hear. That's this other stuff I could care less about.
Stephen A. and LeBron had a heated back
Stephen
and forth.
Stephen A. is tripping.
And now Stephen A. has responded to LeBron. Will there be a fight? What actually happened?
Exactly.
And Stephen A. said he's going to do what to LeBron? Figure out next on Fan After Dark.
Jason Tatum not playing, but all decked out in Duke gear. I don't think they play till Friday, though, Duke. I was looking at the, we've got, of course, you know, it's going to be a loaded show for us tomorrow night. We've got, obviously, you'll have a little bit of G-bag, depending upon when they're slated for 6 to 7. Of course, a lot's going to depend on when they get done with post-game and all that kind of stuff and how quick the game goes tomorrow. Obviously, we're expecting a Rangers win. And then, of course, you'll have a regular Fan After Dark from 7 to 11. So, obviously, we'll have plenty of Rangers recap to get into. And then, of course, plenty
of NCAA basketball as the Sweet 16 kicks off.
Text line, you got to come harder, man. If you're going to disagree with my LeBron
take. What are
they
doing?
MJ is the best. Get this guy away from the microphone. How dare he say someone's better at the game of basketball than the guy that I think is better.
I love that you stand on business. You and I have, you know, our conversations evolved.
But I'm saying you got to come more correct. I'm all for people disagreeing. That's how the world spins. If you all guys just agreed with what I said at the show, it'd be pretty boring.
It would be.
But, you know, the personal insults, we don't have to do those.
Well, see, that's where I get upset.
You could just say, I think LeBron is worse or better.
That's it.
And I hear your side, Blake, but this is why I think this player is better.
That's it.
You don't have to, you're an idiot.
Yeah, well, that's the problem I have.
I don't know why you're doing this. Who gave you a mic? I love the show, but just stop talking. I get it. Because MJ and LeBron is a...
Oh, it's inflammatory.
It's inflammatory, I think is a good way to put it. And then now we got somebody texting in ifs. If he didn't retire, he would have won 8 in a row.
Well, we can if all we want. I mean, you know, and if what's the old saying? If your aunt had a penis, it'd be your uncle. Wow. So
can you say that?
I just did. That's a saying. Like, that's a legit saying. People say that.
Is that a Kansas thing?
No, I mean, I think it's kind of an old head thing.
Why are old heads talking like that? Y'all are weird.
Wicked.
What do you mean it's an old head thing? Y'all all collectively make that reference to each other?
No, it's a saying of if, you know. No,
but why is that the one?
There's several more.
But why was that the one that came to your head?
Because it's true. I mean, is it not?
It is. I just think there were better, you know,
okay, well, think references. Then give me one.
I don't know.
it's a saying.
And that's the first one that came to your head.
I mean, it's, again, for people of my age, it's not an uncommon thing. You know,
go ahead and just mark that for me so I can listen back to that and see if.
Yeah. And if ifs were a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
We were a what?
And if ifs were a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
I don't get that one. Explain it.
We'll get to the fifth audio. Of alcohol, right?
If we were fifths.
If ifs were a fifth, we'd all be drunk because there's so many. You could go on forever with ifs is the point.
Yes, you could.
That's the point.
I'm lost. Let's get to some more LeBron audio.
Yeah, let's get back on track here, guys. So here's LeBron. I mean, obviously he goes at it with Stephen A. as you saw on the court last week, and this was LeBron's him just coming at Stephen A.
That man put his hands on me.
Which leads obviously to you.
Hold on. We got Stephen A. and LeBron. We got dueling audio here.
They're already dueling
right now. Let's go.
No, Twitter was being silly. I apologize. Here is actually Stephen A. talking about, or I'm sorry, LeBron talking about Stephen A.
Yep.
Which leads obviously to you and Stephen A. Hey, legit, that feels like a moment that had been brewing for a long time.
He's like on a Taylor Swift tour run right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're watching it. Yep. We're all seeing it.
Oh, yeah.
You're seeing it as well.
It started off with, I didn't want to address it.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't want to address it. I wasn't going to address it. But since the video came out, I feel the need to address it.
Yeah, it went viral. You would be not to talk about it.
Are you kidding me? If there's one person that couldn't wait to the video to drop so you could address it, it's your ass. Like, seriously, he completely, like, missed the whole point. The whole point. Never would I ever not allow people to talk about the sport, criticize players about what they do on the court. That is your job, to criticize or to, you know, be in a position where, okay, if a guy's not performing, you know, that is all part of the game. That's all part of the game. But when you take it and you get personal with it, it's my job to not only protect my damn household, but protect the players, you know. And I think a lot of the media, including him, and I know that he's gonna be happy as hell. He's gonna be smiling from ear to ear when he hears me talking about it again. Oh my God, he's gonna get home and grab some ice cream out of the freezer and sit in his chair in his tidy whiteies on the couch.
I hope at some point you two do get a chance. But you're right.
Like, dude, like relax, bro. Like, seriously.
If you could tell, LeBron is not very fond of Stephen A. He didn't just recount the story. He threw some personal insults in there.
But you know what, though? Stephen A. was right in the sense that LeBron responded not as a player.
Yeah.
LeBron responded as a dad.
Yeah.
Okay. And because you can't say on one hand, it's your job to criticize, but when you make it personal, well, LeBron, the only reason it's personal is because it's your son.
No. I think he's saying the comments had nothing to do about basketball. He was making references like Bronny's only in the league because of his dad and making stuff about that. He wasn't saying Bronny's shooting bad from three and doesn't need to be on the floor and can't run a 2-3 zone. He wasn't talking about basketball.
And I'm not saying Stephen A's right, wrong, or indifferent, but he's not the only one that said that.
I agree, but that's just the person he.
But Stephen A's right, and Stephen A's it gets magnified much louder when Stephen A says it. All right, and again, I'm not mad at LeBron as a dad because that's the part that I think I give him the most props for, in the sense of like, man, because look, who wouldn't want to play basketball or whatever it is you do?
LeBron is obviously hypersensitive to anything someone says about his family. But he also has earned the right to do that, I think.
I think that makes him a human being, right? I mean, look, if somebody comes on here and said something about your family, I mean, you're not going to just sit there and take it. God forbid, let somebody on the text line say something about one of our kids or, well, my kids, your family, whatever. We're not going to sit there and just be, it's one thing when they want to say something about us.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't like me because of my Jordan take. You don't like you because of your LeBron take. That's fine. You want to call us names, even though it has nothing to do with the grand scheme of things. Fine. You're entitled to that. We opened ourselves up to that. But when you start bringing in family, you start bringing in, because again, LeBron didn't ask for any of this, okay? And that's where one thing, and look, I mean, kid's starting to come around a little bit, put up 39 the other night, looks like he's starting to mature a little bit, all right? I'll give him props for that. But again, I respect LeBron's perspective on that front, because again, now you can look at it from the flip side of it too, though. You know what? This is the world, this is what you signed up for when your son's in the league. And again, there is something, this is a weird instance because, and I say weird, not necessarily weird, but it's just, it's something brand new because we've really never seen anything like this before where you're seeing, we've seen plenty of times where a dad coaches his son. We've never seen anything to this level where you see a dad and his kid playing professionally together. So that I'm not saying that it's right, but it does open you up to a different level of criticism that we've never seen before. But I get it from where LeBron's coming from. At the end of the day, he's still a dad. That's still his son. And by God, you want to say something about my son? All right, come talk to me.
Well, Stephen A. wanted to reply when he saw this going viral about LeBron talking about he's in his tidy whitey pints of ice cream on the blanking couch. Letting him know how he thinks of him. Little bro'd him, pretty much.
He really did.
This was Stephen A. Smith's response to LeBron.
That man put his hands on me, I would have immediately swung on him. Immediately.
I mean, what are we talking about? This dude clowned you and talked about you sitting in your on your couch eating ice cream in your underwear, and all of a sudden you're like, this dude touches me, though.
What are we doing? LeBron is, I don't care what you think about him, he is 6'7", 220, one of the best athletes ever.
I mean,
he could flick Stephen A. And Stephen A is not like 5'3", but I mean, Stephen A is like, what? I've been next to Stephen A. He's about my height.
He's our size, dude. A little bit smaller. Yeah, he's not a big dude.
Maybe like 170.
LeBron's a freak. Okay. Now, do I think LeBron's a fighter? No, but LeBron's also 6'9", 250, and a world-class athlete, and would beat the brakes off of Stephen A. Smith. Like, let's be honest. Like, the thing about Stephen A., and look, I respect Stephen A. in the sense of where he's gotten and how he's taken his game to another level and just sports journalism as a whole. Right, wrong, or indifferent. Because you and I have both met Stephen A. outside of him with the bluster and the screaming and all that kind of stuff. He's actually, this was a few years ago when I met him. Couldn't have been a nicer guy, all right? Wasn't screaming, just a very nice guy. But, bro, who are you kidding, dude?
People are all saying the Griffies played together when you were talking about first father-son duo.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, 30 years ago.
Well, let's get some more audio. This was First Take. You got Mad Dog in there. You got Molly.
I think the Bonds has played together, too. I could be wrong about
you've
that.
You've got Brian Windhorst and Stephen A.
So he took shots at everybody.
Two of LeBron's victims on the show when he was accosting them are on this show. And kind of hear the passive-aggressive. And I'll kind of explain, if you don't already get it in the video, of why they're being passive-aggressive. But I think the video will explain it as well.
Okay.
Great job by McAfee. You know, getting a guy in there for an hour. I know they're playing the Pacers tonight. That's a great job.
In studio.
Give him credit. That's a hell of a spot. Who'd not want to talk to LeBron for an hour? Wendy can. He never come on with me. That's a great spot. Give him credit for that. Go ahead.
He wouldn't come on with me. No, I don't think so.
Shout to PMAC. Yeah, absolutely.
He'd probably harm somebody if they even approached him about coming on with me.
I think you'd be a good spot.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to watch that myself.
All right. I'd like to stay on topic here, and I'd like to stay in the past because that's what we're doing.
Oh, yes.
Today is the anniversary.
I mean,
they are so salty.
Now, okay, because everyone wants that LeBron interview. You'd be dumb to say don't.
Okay.
And ESPN's never been able to get it.
Okay, think about it this way, all right? In the same way I got mad about Big Play Guy yelling about Big... See, that's the vibe I got from Mad Dog, right? Yeah. Like, that was his radio coming out. He's like, I'd love to get him, okay? Now, you two might not, but I'd love to get him as a guest. So I understand that, whereas Wendy and Stephen A. are just like, I just got dragged.
Just listen to all the passive-aggressive. I'd love to get...
It's coming.
Great job by McAfee. You know, getting a guy in there for an hour. I know they're playing the Pacers tonight. That's a great job.
In studio.
Give him credit. That's a hell of a spot. Who'd not want to talk to LeBron for an hour? Wendy can. He never come on with me. That's a great spot. Give him credit for that. Go ahead.
He wouldn't come on with me. No, I don't think so.
Shout to PMAC. Yeah, absolutely.
Shout out to PMAC.
He'd probably harm somebody if they even approached him about coming on with me.
I'm not so sure. I'd like to watch that myself.
All right.
I love Mad Dog. I'm telling you right now, Mad Dog is a sports radio royalty.
Okay, I think we got one more good clip from this that we want to play as well. What we got there, Alex?
And you got your girl Molly trying to keep things in order.
Let's get back on topic.
Good pull, PMAC. Good pull.
This is Stephen A. Talking entirely about LeBron's appearance on the McAfee Show, and he shares his thoughts.
When LeBron talked about the media weeks ago, what does he do now? He comes on Pat McAfee's show to get again today.
He's already mad.
Listen to what he had to say. Listen closely. Check it out.
I see a lot of shit, too. Like, I seen Brian Windhorst on one of these shows not too long ago. Like
Wendy!
Yeah, you played on Bros.
Wendy, you guys played together in high school.
This guy says he's like my best friend. These guys are just weird.
I have worked with Brian Windhorst for years. Never once did he say that LeBron was a best friend.
There you go.
A matter of fact, years earlier, it was LeBron who sat in front of the microphones and said, probably nobody knows me better than Brian Windhorst, who's been covering me since I was in junior high school. But that's how he talked about it.
Such the pause.
Brian Windhorst is an exceptional commentator.
This is also his coworker.
Who does a phenomenal job for ESPN. My show, Get Up, NBA Today, SportsCenter, goes and covers the game. He is one of the elite people covering the NBA in this world.
Oh, wow.
And nobody. I repeat, nobody.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Defends LeBron James more than that man. And look at what LeBron James did. Y'all have watched Wendy report Pierce. Tell me one time.
He's pausing 9 seconds.
Tell me one thing.
He's building up the drama.
Brian Windhorst is done to negatively impact LeBron James. One, take your time. I'll wait. Nobody is more fair. Nobody digs deeper, maneuvers through the crevices to find the positive about LeBron James.
So, maneuvers through the crevices. I'm going to write that down.
That's a guy you want in court with you if you're besties.
But you know what? And I'll say this. And again, like I said,
He did the unpopular thing of taking Brian Windhorst's side.
No, he absolutely did.
And I will
did.
Not be siding with
He Stephen absolutely Adams. Did. And you know what? And like I said, Windhorst got to where he was at because of covering LeBron James.
Yeah, I just don't like Wendy, so I won't be taking a side. LeBron James is the heavy favorite in a potential boxing match versus Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, of course he is.
Per Bovada.
That
is what it says right here. LeBron James minus 5,000. Stephen A. Smith plus 10,000.
I mean, he would have to have like plaster in his, you know, he would have to go Antonio Margarita, like what he did to Pacquiao years ago in order for him to win that fight.
But I'd beat the brakes off of him.
Seriously. I mean, come on, man. I mean, what? And you know, look, Stephen A's got 100 milli now, so.
I thought Stephen A would come out and be like, I'd stand my ground and I would do, he was like, I would swing on him and beat the brakes off him.
I mean, you know what? What does the kid say? Standing on business. There you go. There's your boy. Stephen A's a trip, and they're all doubling down.
I'd love to have LeBron.
Oh, Mad Dog's the best. I'd love to get him for an hour. Get him in studio. I got him all. Coming up next, let's do a little haikus. Baseball slides in tomorrow. I don't know. We've been trying to figure this out for the entire show. I don't even know anymore.
Leading off tomorrow.
It leads off tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Topics are as follows for your haikus. 2025 Rangers baseball season, baseball food. Don't go anywhere. Well, we will check the text messages at 10 o'clock because I'm sure we've gotten plenty of response from the last couple segments with the back and forth. And now that happened. Was that today on McAfee Show?
Yes.
Okay.
That was today, yeah.
Yeah,
and you're right, Fred. The text line is...
I'm sure it's ablaze. Yeah.
It's on fire.
All right, so 877-81.
I think they recorded the podcast last night, though. I think that's what Pat started with, is that LeBron flew in last night after their show was done. They stayed later, obviously.
Well, yeah, I was going to say.
It's time to clock out, LeBron. So.
Yeah. I mean, if LeBron says he's coming at 2 in the morning, you're going in.
And they did the podcast, and then when they started the show off today, they did, like, news, and then they...
Brought him, okay.
And then they just replayed what happened last night. They just clicked like play. They had different clothes on and stuff like that.
Okay, all right. No, that makes sense, right? I mean,
just overplayed it over their show.
Well, and plus you're not going to, I mean, look, obviously you're going to record it for today's show because you're, I mean, he's not coming on today.
No.
Right? I mean, he can. He's got things, you know, he's LeBron James. He's not spending an hour and a half with Pat McAfee on the morning of a game day. So we'll get to your text messages here in just a bit. Cue up. Let's get a little haiku hump day music going, a little Enya. It's time for some Orinoco Flow. You know how we do each and every Wednesday at this time. It's time for a little haikus. You guys know the drill. 575. What does that mean, Fred? I'm glad you asked. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. Okay. You can do the online syllable counter, but you do so at your own peril. Why? Because it got Khaki Kev disqualified, all right? So, topics are as follows for today's haikus. 2025 baseball season tipping off tomorrow. Baseball food. Ballpark food.
I was about to say ballpark food.
Ballpark food, okay? We had a spirited / encouraging debut from one Mr. Alex Salas last week, okay?
That was a couple weeks ago. This is my third one.
That's right. You did have a better. You did. You, yeah.
Last week's was better.
That's exactly. Okay, I'll tell you what. The last couple of weeks.
Shout out to Phoenix, man. I really doubted them.
Bro,
they haven't lost.
Well, you and I talked about it. We said, look.
You were right.
No, well, here's what. Look, we said if they were. Like, this was the time. If they were going to get it together, they had no choice. No, you didn't.
I did not believe.
Now, let's, you know, let's calm down. There's still 8 minutes
left. But the fact they're even in this game.
Well, they are. I mean, they've won 2 games in a row.
Four. They've won 4 in a row.
Well, okay. No, they have. And then that torrid stretch where they had, what, the Milwaukee Bucks? And then who's the other team they had that they beat that was impressive? The Cavs. So,
now they got the Celtics.
Well, and here's the thing. They have to win now.
Yeah.
Right? Because look, the Mavs aren't tanking anymore.
Correct.
All right. You've got AD. All right. You've got a guy that can give you 20 and 10. Now, whether his adductor will stay put together remains to be seen. So here we go. Week 3, Alex Salas, back to back to back. I'll get this thing started with the Rangers. And if you're a true fatty, you'll know where I'm going with this, at least part of it. Crack of the bat.
Nice.
Bochy's boys, prime for get back.
Nice.
Two-time baseball champs.
That's
great.
That's good.
One of your best works. Way to do a callback from yesterday's show. Way to do a callback.
I'm here for you. I'm here for you, Blake Elliott. I want to make one thing clear. Blake and I may go to blows over LeBron and MJ, but that's really the only heated debate where you and I don't see eye to eye and we'll never give an inch. And you know what? I'm here for it.
And so you got to have something you don't give an inch.
That's it. That's it. And that's what she said. Continue.
Okay, Alec, your turn to give an inch.
Oh, wow. I see what you did there.
So I got to follow up Fred's haiku.
You do. You got to follow that up.
So, look, we're all teammates here.
Just to let you know, it's not going to be as clever as Fred's.
We are all teammates, but it doesn't mean we all contribute the same.
This is true.
That's fair.
Somebody's got to be
hot take.
Somebody's got to average less points.
That was going to be me this one.
We can't all average 30.
That's going to be me here. All right.
Only one ball.
It's only one. There's only so many shots.
All right. So you're off.
Wrong.
Wow. Already. Next.
You're off. No problem. Roof open. Balls fly. Runs scored. Rangers in 7.
I need that again because that second line threw me off. Give me that again.
I hope I counted it right.
Make a very dramatic pause when you stop.
Like Stephen A did?
Yeah. That second line threw me off. Go ahead. Let's do this one more time.
Year off. No problem. Roof open. Balls fly. Run scored.
I like it.
Rangers in 7.
Oh.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Put some respect on my man's name. Okay. Numero tres, let's go. What you got here, bro?
Let's cook, Blake.
Because you were pretty locked in.
Dolis goes left field. Bullpen strong, no runs, they yield. Proof the champs are sealed.
he dove right into it head first.
Was that good?
That was good.
I tell you what, you had about a month stretch where you were the Phoenix Suns, and I feel like you are the Phoenix Suns of haikus right now. Because you had a month where you were not good.
No.
Okay? You were mailing them in. Just, you know what? It was like I was Budenholzer and you were KD, and like, we just weren't seeing eye to eye.
I thought my talent in the haikus, I thought I had to practice.
Because
I had to put in the work.
Here's the thing, and everybody likes to mock Blake for his geography and what have
you. My scholastic ability.
Right? And you know, I remember when Blake and I, one of our first like real heart-to-heart conversations, I said...
Talked about tacos.
Get away from that. Stop leaning into that because you've got a lot... You have one of the best minds when it comes to breaking down sports I've ever heard. Came out of the gates firing on haikus. Because I've done haikus with a lot of different co-hosts, okay? And not everybody gets it. Not everybody gets it. Blake came out of the gates firing. Then decided, I'm too cool for school.
He entered a slump.
It wasn't even a slump. It was a self-imposed slump because he stopped doing the things that made him great.
The small things.
That's it.
The small things.
I turned into the Suns.
My boy Bob Lingle, okay? This guy's a multimillionaire, all right? I asked him today, I said...
What do you think of Blake's haikus?
What's that? Well, we'll get to that tomorrow. I asked him, I said, what's been the key to your success? He says, every day I go to work. Mm-hmm. No matter what the job is, every day I go to work.
In some capacity. Make myself better. Okay? Chop wood. Exactly. Carry water.
When it came to haikus, Blake stopped coming to work.
I did.
But you know what? Last 3 weeks...
He's back.
I picked the lunch pail back up.
Fire. Okay. Appreciate We're getting ready to go into the playoffs. My man has picked up his game and then some. All right, here we go. Ballpark food. Hot dog, popcorn. Handful of peanuts, cold brew.
Nice.
Ice cream helmet. Blue.
Ice cream helmet is blue.
Ring that bell.
I do this, boys.
The way I feel like I'm.
You saw that ice cream helmet.
I did.
You tasted the ice cream.
I would even say it was mint. It was mint chocolate chip. It was green.
It's it.
It was green.
A little hot fudge on it.
A little hot fudge.
Maybe a peanut or two. A little cherry on top.
Exactly what a helmet you're referring to. I pictured myself in the seat.
You were. You were there.
Adolis was right in front of me.
Hitting home runs.
Looking thick. Okay, let's go to Alley 2.0.
Can you go ahead and mark that, please? Yeah,
so I
looking thick.
I didn't say that.
No, you
did.
No,
you did.
That was you.
I said
you
looking
did.
The other way.
Blake Elliott, a.k.a. Harry Hines.
let's hear Alley 2.0.
I made my haiku an ode to the classic ballpark food.
I love that word.
Ode. Oh, he's...
It's about the hot dog.
Dedicated.
Isn't that the best word?
What, ode? Ode? Love it. Never gets old.
Steamed bun. Juicy bite. Condiments all over me.
Oh, wow.
One down, four to go.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Fred has left his chair.
We lost Fred.
Fred has left his chair. If you're on the Dallas fan cam, he's walking around the studio.
You
clapping.
Gotta read that again. I don't know. We may need to put a disclaimer on this one.
I don't know if we're going to get taken off the air or if we're going to get picked up by an OnlyFans website.
Wow.
What just happened?
What on earth was just said? Please read that one more time for the folks in the back.
Steamed bun, juicy bite, condiments all over me.
That's an interesting choice right there.
One down. Four to go.
That's also interesting. Interesting. Okay, Bonnie Blue.
It's a dollar hot dog night, dude.
Oh, for sure. It is for a lot of people every day. Okay, I'll carry us out right here.
Take us home, Blake.
$20 to drink. Texas sized enough to sink. Worth it, don't you think? My little Texas accent. With how expensive everything is down there.
I'll tell you what. Look, it's the segment that never disappoints. We told you this was the big three, and by God, if you don't appreciate that, I don't know what to tell you. All right, final hour of the program coming up. We still got a top five to get to. We will reset the program when we come back, and I'll tell you what. You guys have been on fire on the text message line. Franklin Frankel, injury attorney text line, 877-81-1053. What are y'all saying? We'll discuss that, and we'll read about it next. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.